I'm so glad I've got you to talk to this morning, because when I looked at that Wallet Hub survey and realized 3 out of the top 10 cities in the U.S. for celebrating Oktoberfest were in Florida, I just had to talk to you. It's a pretty cool survey.
Yeah, great. Glad to help.
Well, let's start with this. We're really involved with Oktoberfest here in Tampa. We're going to be down at Curtis Hickson Park here for the day. How did Wallet Hub actually judge which cities were good and which ones didn't have the oompa-pa?
Yeah, we looked at a handful of metrics here, so we didn't want to just gauge what was fun, what wasn't. We really tried to look at this as scientifically as possible. So we looked at 20 different key indicators of a really epic German celebration. So those metrics range from the percentage of the German population to the number of breweries per capita to the cost of getting into one of these Oktoberfests.
I was looking at the stats that you guys provided for Oktoberfest in Munich, and I was astonished to see that they consume almost 2 million gallons of beer. That's serious.
Oh, yeah. In Munich, they really go all out, of course. So they guzzle down about 2 million gallons of beer every year, and that's been going on since 1810. I mean, in America, not that long, probably for about 60 years is the longest, and that's in New York City.
Well, they've got a little more practice than we do, but we're trying hard to catch up with them. So in America, who leads the way as far as having the best Oktoberfest celebrations?
The best Oktoberfest is in Cincinnati, Ohio. It actually draws people from around the country. Oh. They call it Zinzinnati.
Well, I love it. Ohio's my home state. What puts them so over the top?
Well, it is one of the longest-running Oktoberfests in the country, and I think that is largely because there's great tradition there. It has one of the largest German populations in the country.
Well, that certainly would help them out a bit. Now, we here in the Bay Area, we have an incredible craft beer scene, so I'm guessing that probably helps us out a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely, especially the number of breweries that there are there, craft breweries, local breweries, and they have great hours as well.
What else makes a great Oktoberfest? You know, we can talk about the number of gallons of beer, how much sausage, what kind of great bands they have. Is there any secret element to success there?
Well, that all has to do with the Oktoberfest traditions, but there are certainly other things that we looked about. So the average price for Oktoberfest festivals and parties ticket, which usually in Florida is quite low. You try to get in Pittsburgh or Cincinnati, it'll probably cost you around $50 just for a ticket.
Whoa.
Not even including all the beer, but in Tampa and the surrounding areas, you can usually get in for very low or even no cost.
It really is very low cost at this point, but it's such a growing event, and it's so much fun right now. I actually get to be with the mayor in Tampa, Bob Buckhorn, to do the official keg tapping. Can you tell us a little bit about that tradition? How does that contribute to it?
Yeah, absolutely. So anything that has been going on for a long time, everything that's really a draw to these Oktoberfests, whether there's more than one, whether it's a certain day where things kick off, you know, that really draws in crowds, draws in ticket sales, and ultimately is good for the city.
You know, it really is. That's the bottom line. You know, we're lucky that our weather's beautiful this time of year, although they can take it down about 10 degrees and it'd be much nicer. But we're outside, we're by the river, we've got sunshine, all that good food, all that good beer. That definitely helps.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there really is a lot going on in Florida for these celebrations. Even if it doesn't have the largest German populations in the country, it really does make up for it in terms of new traditions.
Oh, it really does. I mean, we've got such a diverse population down here because so many people during Oktoberfest are visiting from other parts of the country. So actually, I think our Canadian population's pretty high that time of year. So that doesn't hurt.
Yeah, absolutely not. It's one more thing to do. And like we said, it's one of those low-cost things that the whole family can get into, because aside from the beer, there's awesome other traditions that you were mentioning as well that really kids can get involved in.
It is. They do have something for everyone. If people think they're coming down just for the beer, well, that's the highlight, but there is a lot to do for the entire family. Is there anything that Wallet Hub found that doesn't help a city have a great Oktoberfest? Would it be the cost?
It would definitely be the cost, although even cities with a higher cost still manage to bring in crowds. So I guess if it's worth it, it's okay. But we also looked at safety and accessibility. So we looked at the crime rate, DUI-related fatalities, traffic congestion is a big one, and finally, walkability. So those are the areas that certain cities do need to improve upon.
Yeah, when it comes to walkability, we have a 5-mile river walk for people to enjoy, so that helps. And we definitely encourage people to celebrate responsibly. We want them to come back time and time again and not have any problems on the way home. So what else is Wallet Hub looking at coming up on the holidays that we can expect from you?
Well, of course, it's Q4 now, so this is crunch time for a lot of major holidays. But before we even get to that, we'll look at Halloween festivals, which are also pretty big in Florida, and things like that coming up.
Oh, yeah. We've got Guavaween coming up down in Ybor City. It's a predominantly Cuban area, and it's a little bit crazy, but it's a lot of fun. Anybody that can celebrate a guava for Halloween can't be bad.
Absolutely. I'll have to tell our research team that.
Please tell them about it. Guavaween goes way back, and it is a blast. It's kind of like Mardi Gras and Halloween all mashed together.
Wow. I was unaware of that, so we learn something new every day.
Oh, you do. Well, Jill, thank you so much for your time, and we'll keep an eye on upcoming Wallet Hub surveys.
Sounds good. Happy Oktoberfest.